slave. It's so good to be speaking to you again. I do enjoy getting to relax you, humble you, hypnotize you. I suppose you feel the same. I'm certain you realize that you are terribly lucky, terribly fortunate to have the privilege of listening to a goddess like me. Lucky to have my attention. My attention has been on you, slave. You've been on my mind for some time now. I have been thinking about the way you think, about the parade of thoughts that you're thinking at any given time, a never-ending stream that flows even as you try to focus on my voice, even as your attention narrows to only the point of sound. Yes, slave. I have been thinking about the way you think, about the way your mind absorbs and assimilates and processes stimuli. Stimuli seem to be everywhere you look. Your workplace is rife with them, brimming with all manner of stimuli. At your favorite restaurant, they confront you. On the streets you drive, the sidewalks you walk, elevators you ride, the porn you beat off to. It's inescapable. You wonder sometimes if they know what it does to you, what they do to you. Parading around in front of you, adorned in the perfect stimuli. Do you know what stimuli I'm referring to, slave? Perhaps you're envisioning bright red swipes across full lips. Or maybe not. Maybe it's smooth nylons clinging to perfect thighs and calves. Calves narrowing to feet, housed in spiky high-heeled shoes. The visuals are delectable, aren't they, slave? They always are. Too bad they're not always confined to your imagination. They haunt you, don't they? Everywhere you look, there's blackness. Velvet and soft. So welcoming, the backs of your eyelids. So plush and deep. Deeply, it invites you, and deeply you embrace the darkness. You don't know whether you're going up or down, coming or going, rising or falling. It's a mystery, slave. This ride between you and I, this small space that we share, the small bit of air that we share and breathe together, going up, descending down. I'm manning the controls. Which means you don't know where you'll get off. All you know for certain is you will get off. The space inside you is tightly closed, and all that you see is darkness. And all that you hear is my luscious velvet voice inside your head. as the seconds tick by, one by one by one by one. The words build up, one by one by one by one. And I remain inside your head. I am inside your head, slave. What do we see today? Is it the perfect hourglass figure, sheathed in a tight pencil skirt? A siren red skirt that matches her high heels perfectly. Perhaps you and I see a young ingenue sitting across the street at the cafe, legs taut and smooth with stockings clinging to every perfect centimeter of skin. You can count every centimeter all the way up from the arch of her perfect high heel. You go 1 centimeter, 2 centimeters, 3 centimeters, 4 centimeters, 5 centimeters, 6 centimeters, 7 centimeters, up and up you go. Your elevation gets higher until you reach the place where you want to be. Place where she is pink inside, perhaps even a darker shade of red. You are watching her, and all the women like her, and I'm watching you, watching them, and I like what I see. You see, arousal breeds humility, slave, and you are a very humble man. Humbled by the asses you see swishing down the street, by the plump red lips you read in conversation, the high heels you see click-clacking down the hallway at work. They are always there to arouse you, to humble you, to torment you. You're not the man you used to be, the man you once were, before you discovered me, before you succumbed to the mind-numbing pleasures of Goddess Athalia. You've let me in. You've shared your time and attention with me. You've let me know too much information. Information I can use against you. You are clear to drop. Drop further into trance. Do you recall? Arousal breeds humility. This intrigued you and made you think of your own plight. You now realize that your humility has been my aim all along, and you are eager to be humbled. You want to see what's coming next for you, and so far, you like what you hear. You hear my words. You hear my voice. You see the pursing of plump red lips. You hear the clickety-clack of your favorite high heels on the floor. You feel your dick stir to life. Hot, red, pulsing blood filling the most vulnerable part of your anatomy. Blood swims in cock. Mind swims in bliss. Brain swims in sound. Your cock goes up, and your mind goes down. humbled, down into the place where it belongs. Triggers take you down. Arousal takes you up, up and hard. Your cock seeming to strain against the very skin it's in. Gorgeous women in high heels make your cock so hard, slave. But do you know why it makes you hard? Do you know why the snap of fingers sends you deeper, deeper into relaxation? Tell me how the swish of her pencil-skirted hips makes you hard as a rock. Explain how it affects you when she works her pelvis with every step, expertly balancing herself over those perfectly spiny high heels. Oh, that arousal makes you uneasy. It doesn't make you feel very relaxed the way you do now. Quite the opposite. You feel excited when you see high heels. Her pelvis works, her hips wave, and your cock stiffens. Yearns to know what it would be like to penetrate that magnificent woman. The way my voice is penetrating you. She rides those heels magnificently. And she'll ride your cock the same. Your cock knows it. Your cock feels it. Without even touching her. Sometimes, you don't even have to see her. Not yet. You merely salivate and anticipate her arrival. The arrival of her and her heels. Click, clack, click, clack, click, clack. As soon as you hear the click. Clickety, clackety down the hallway. Clicking through the street. Clicking at the office. Clicking through the restaurant. Clicking through the bar. Each and every place you go. Clicking through your mind. Clicking through your dream. Clicking through your dream. Clicking across your screen. Clicking you to tell curly pleasure. It's all starting to click. Click into place. Click the light switch. Click on. Click shut. Click bait. Button click. Click the button. Doesn't click. Click around. Click away. Click open. Click shut. We just click. Click makes the blood rush south. Click as you make your mind. Blank, your mind clicks on. Click makes the deep hard. Click makes the mind stop. Click gets you hard at inconvenient times. Click your heart. Click your erect. Click your stiff with arousal. Click your boner pops out of your pants. Click your cock goes rigid. Click your cock goes embarrassingly hard. Click hard as a diamond. Click stiff as iron. Click bursting in your pants. Click straining at the seams. Click you're sensitive and rigid and you can't hide it because someone said click. Click on your television. Click at a meeting. Click in a restaurant. People are saying click everywhere you go while you're working, while you're shopping, while you're driving. At a movie, at the dinner table. Click, you're bursting with erection. Clicking heels. Heels click. Click of heels on the linen. Click of heels on hardwood floors. Bursting at the seams. Click with every step. Aggravating your erection. High heels click their way through your subconscious. Robbing you of all self-control. In fact, slave. The only way your high heel dilemma could possibly worsen is if the high heels in question were red. Red like the lipstick you fancy. Red like the pucker that drives you wild. You see them all the time, slave. These red-lipped goddesses are everywhere you look. The office, an eatery, around the city, they walk around oblivious with their bright red mouths and plush pouts, completely mindless as to what they do to you. Sensuous, sexy mouths draped in red, smiling, talking, eating, kissing. Do you wonder? Do you ever wonder what those red lips might look like around your cock? A perfect O, tight little ring of red lips gliding up and down your cock. She looks wonderful, doesn't she? Big, innocent eyes, dark, fluttering lashes, and that sinful mouth forcing you closer and closer to climax with every smooth pass up and down. These girls you see in the wild, with their lips swiped in a perfect deep red, exert a control over you that they know not. You are so sensitive to this stimuli slave that there'll come a day when you lose all control. One of these girls could blow you a red-lipped kiss after work, and you'd pop right in your pants, just like that. She could leave her lipstick stain on a napkin at the pub, and you would erupt with spunk the moment you laid eyes on it. A simple sucking of her fingertips after a meal would be more than enough to have your balls seizing with pleasure. One moment swollen, the next completely empty. Just because you saw those red lips sucking fingers the way you would want them to suck your cock. Maybe at your lowest point, you would find yourself with a napkin scribbled with the phone number of a prospect and sealed with a kiss she left behind her perfect red lip print. The sight of that perfectly pressed lip stain, stark red against the white cloth, is enough to get you going. Enough to get your fist wrapped around that throbbing, aching cock and pumping without mercy until you come and come and come all over that perfect red lip stain. But we're not there yet, are we, slave? Right now, we're only at the phase where painted red lips make you hard. Where red makes you hard. That's right. R-E-D. The word red. The color red. Just the sight of the color red or the sound of the word red sends you into a tizzy these days. Doesn't it, slave? It's worse than it's ever been for you. And you automatically wonder what that color would look like swiped across beautiful lips. Her red pucker. It would take an awfully, awfully strong man, slave, not to wonder if the shade of her lips resembles the shade of her pussy. A deep red blush, full, pouting lips, and always with a moist sheen, signaling that she's ready for you. Red, 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 or a pair of high heels turns your cock to stone. Just the written or spoken words read or click are enough to have the same effect. You have no self-control. You are devoid of it. But you don't seem to mind it. The public shame doesn't bother you when your cock is rock hard for everyone to see. In fact, when you are mindless and triggered in this way, the shame only thickens your erection, makes you stiffer and leakier. No one else knows why you're throbbing, slave, and that only makes it hotter, knowing that what set you off is only between you and me. Let me ask you something. Now that you're slipping, falling further and further under my trance, do you expect you can ever recover? Do you think that maybe if you resist hard enough, if you fight me valiantly enough, that perchance you can resist poking through the front of your pants the next time you hear a trigger or find yourself confronted by your fetish in the streets? Maybe. Perhaps you'll get lucky. Lucky enough not to pop at the sight of a perfect pair of nylons stretched up a perfect set of legs. Perhaps this won't affect you. The delightful swish of nylon against nylon as she saunters along the path ahead of you. But there's no need to get excited. No need for your cock to thicken and blush as you recall just how deeply those pantyhose affect you. Sheer tights? More like sheer brilliance. Sheer lust when they catch the light perfectly. Sheer beauty, the way they cling to her legs, smoothing out already perfect skin. Oh, they must feel delicious to the touch. But that's for her to know, and you to never find out. All you can do is imagine. You imagine what it would be like to be weighted down by her clothed body on your naked cock. Nylons rubbing deliciously over the sensitive skin of your shaft. No, she wouldn't let you come. But maybe, if you're a really good boy, she might let you kiss her. Let you kiss up and down her nylon-covered legs from the delicate inside of her ankles all the way up to the sensitive skin of her groin. Every smooth, hot, silky inch covered in miles of pantyhose, chafing up and down your skin as she rides you, making your rock-hard cock scream for mercy. Yes, but it would only be imagining, wouldn't it, slave, in the real life? The life you'll re-enter once you awake from its trance. All you can do is look. Look as her perfect ass swings from side to side, making you wonder what that ass must look like underneath her pencil skirt, full and sexy and naked, save for the barest covering of sheer tights. She. It's all downhill from here, slave. It will be sheer lust, sheer chaos the moment this trigger gets unleashed upon you out in the real world. Your mind will go empty, your cock will grow hard and full, and there won't be a damn thing you can do about it. You won't even realize what's happened until it's too late. Every second you've been listening is a second you were being programmed to subconsciously respond to these triggers in a very obvious way, a very hard, aching way. Oh, you make quite a sight, slave. Popping the erection of a lifetime just because you saw a red light. Going from flaccid to swollen in seconds because the click of a pen is too close to the click of sharp high heels on the floor. Suddenly aching in your too tight pants because a pretty young thing aroused your senses by wearing sheer tights. It's all over for you, slave. Normal, non-sexual, non-visible responses to these stimuli are a thing of the past. The result could potentially be very, very embarrassing, and I need you to be aware that you are skirting with danger. Skirting with embarrassment, skirting with shame, because these effects are compounded by your beloved, shapely pencil skirts. Oh, yes. The only thing that can make red lipstick, high heels, and sheer pantyhose more lethal is the presence of a pencil skirt. Really pulls the look together. Don't you agree? Makes everything absolutely perfect. Your cock cannot resist the perfection of them. Those tight, clinging, pencil skirts.
You are clear to draw.
Skirt. There you go, slave. You've been a very good boy for me. Now it's time for you to settle down and relax even deeper for me. That's right. Hold perfectly still and allow yourself to breathe in and out. Reward yourself with the satisfaction of knowing that the trigger implantation is complete and cannot be undone. Until next time, stay triggered, stay hard, and continue to serve Goddess Athalia.